Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Question is, how do we forgive those who trespass against us? Let's go to Leviticus 5. Verse 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then shall he bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it to the priest. The priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and shall be forgiven him. And go on down. In verse 6 of chapter 6, it says, And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with thy estimation, for a trespass offering unto the priest. Look on your chart. Who determines, under the trespass offering, who determines the evaluation? And what is the currency of the evaluation? It doesn't say on the chart, but we just read it. The shekels of the sanctuary. What is your currency when someone wrongs you?
Whatever you decide.
What is the demand? What do you give if you've wronged someone? You give whatever you think, you give your own currency, and you demand payment in your currency. And therefore, because no two people's currency are ever the same, there's never true forgiveness, because it's never been determined, that the evaluation has never been determined after the value of the shekels of the sanctuary. You understand me? So therefore, you've never forgiven anyone. You've only... If they have wronged you, you have demanded some kind of a payment that they couldn't make because it wasn't after their valuation. And God has designed each one of us so that there is no two people on the face of the earth that have the same valuation of a trespass. And so here we are, it never reaches balance. And it just... All the trespasses that you've ever done and ever been a party to, either as the one that was trespassed or the trespassor or the trespassee, all they have ever done is enhanced your aloneness. What do you determine, and how do you make a determination for the value of a trespass? Do you understand? Do you all understand? Have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, best idea or...
Huh?
You said, what do we make the determination? I said, in the best idea or really?
Either way, I don't care.
Well, really? I don't even know, really.
You never thought
probably
about it.
Probably has something to do with somebody saying they're sorry. I mean, that's what seems to come up with me.
Yeah, whatever.
I just wanted to say, I think, I mean, I have to be wrong.
No, I think what your evaluation would always have to be reasoned and measured. It couldn't have an emotional component.
Well, that's right. I don't mean she's like, I'm sorry, I groveled, but just, yeah.
It would have to make sense to you.
It's an agreement.
It would have to make sense to you. Okay?
It's a contract.
Listen to me. Rick's would always have to have the component of sincerity, a little groveling.
Right. A little groveling. No, that's really funny, because when he was saying that, that was exactly what I was thinking. That it would have to, I have to believe that somebody has,
Harry, it's impossible. Harry has never said he's sorry in his life. because he always feels he's elevated above the trespass. You're doing it again.
Well, that's what I do when my eyes are on myself, and my eyes just went on myself.
You each have a currency that causes it to be impossible to ever give forgiveness or gain forgiveness. Because your currency is after your own evaluation, after your own experience, after your own high place dance. What is your currency? What do you demand if you're offended? I mean, it's like, you know, demands a set of balls on the table.
Blood.
Blood, male blood, lots of it.
That's the way I feel. If I'm really mad, I want them to feel as bad as I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry or not, they just have to hurt.
But to your point, do you understand me that each of you have a value that you place, that you've determined the valuation of the trespass, and it doesn't matter whether you're the trespassor or the trespassee, you either demand something or you give something that's based on your valuation.
This is going to come up in my mind later because this stuff with Steve. And even after all was said and done, in my mind I would think, well, he didn't quite apologize quite right. And I can't put my hands on it. But it's, we have such different currency, I don't think it's reasonable to expect, you know, the currency to come out.
Well, in fact, your currency and his currency are both an attempt to make the cross of Christ fruitless. I want you to evaluate your life and evaluate your relationships with people, and I will wager a great deal of money, even if I have to steal it, that you have never forgiven anyone. And I can prove it to you. It'll hurt to prove it to you, but I can prove it to you. I can prove that that your games, your game playing at forgiveness was only based on a truce. It was only based on just you either gave or took just enough to get by so you would not have to face a total break in fellowship at that moment. You're ready to face the total break in fellowship later, and you save up for that one. You understand me?
Sure.
The evidence that you haven't forgiven is that you haven't forgotten. How far is the sin or trespass forgiven? As far as the east is from the west. If it comes to your mind, it hasn't been forgiven. Because it hasn't been forgotten. Now, God says your currencies, vis-a-vis either giving forgiveness or granting or accepting forgiveness, vice versa, is as worthless as cow dung.
Even less worthless.
Now I want you to think about this. Think about your currencies. Talk about them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know what my currency is. I think it has something to do with respect or some proverbial.
Yeah, but my point is,
or
yeah, it has nothing to do
with what the currency.
Because there's no such thing as forgiveness in your equation. So this conversation doesn't make any sense. There's only ammunition.
I think, you know, a great example of what you're talking about is like, I'd like to say, forgiven Harry over the situation, but I know I haven't forgotten him. I mean, you know, when you said that, I've never forgotten that. And you write about my currency because I remember in that situation, I feel like to this day I settled for a truce. I know I did. I mean, because I never got from Harry what I wanted from Harry, which was for Harry, I guess, to be sincere according to whatever I thought sincere would be. But I never got that. And it's just, you know, it's been out there. So, and I know that's true.
This is rather important. It's rather important for your mental health. In order to make sure that you see it, I want you to talk about what your currency is and see if there's a witness among the people. What currency you give and what you demand.
I know my currency is very emotional in that there is, you know, there's a tremendous amount of exacting. The same thing that Jackie said, you know what? There's a lot of tit for tat.
But I think you're in the same boat that Harry is. I don't think you've ever forgiven anyone. So you don't even
know.
That's
funny about ammunition, you that I really do store it up to throw it back later.
Yeah, this part of the discussion can't communicate with you because there's no, we'll get to it in a minute, but there has never been forgiveness in either one of you. And so the idea of what is your currency of forgiveness is a meaningless question.
You know, I feel like in the other part of it that someone to me has a totally lied their life down in front of me.
You need their balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And it's like, and I think that's why I can't forgive myself.
That's right.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you need everything. You need,
right.
You need, well, the only thing I can think of, you need the family jewels for the slightest offense. You'll.
Yeah, I see it.
Yours is based as a balance.
Right.
Yeah, the balance is, they just have to hurt as much as I hurt.
Yeah, or it doesn't, if I feel guilty, I have to.
You have to make them feel as whatever. It has to be.
I have to feel as bad as I think that warrants for that.
Yeah, you just have to rein it. It doesn't. The truth of it doesn't matter. It just has to be have the appearance of balance.
Yeah. That's right.
I hope you guys understand. What is the currency of the evaluation?
Here's what I don't understand. Are you saying that Lee and I are in a different situation than the other people in the room? Or are you saying nobody here has ever forgiven anybody? Or
I'm saying no one has ever truly forgiven anyone. But I'm saying you and Lee are in a different position. You are in you're like a better example of something. I mean, you know.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm saying I don't understand.
Does anybody else understand, or at least by a feel, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this is not good news. This is awful.
Huh?
But it's a suspicion I've had for a long time about me.
It's the value. What's your evaluation, and who determines your evaluation? What's Barbara's evaluation? What do you exact if someone offends you?
Some form of suffering.
Yeah, but I think all of hers remains within her most of the time.
Let's go to Matthew. See if we can. Let's get this one really seen as important, okay? Matthew chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, does that sort of put this into importance?
Mm-hmm. Put the Lord's Prayer or whatever?
No, the idea if you forgive not men their trespasses, and I've just told you that none of you have ever forgiven anyone for anything, really?
Mm-hmm. So we're really screwed.
We're
screwed.
We're not forgiven.
So what are we doing?
We're doing this BS so that you might see that you're forgiven, so that you might be able then to offer forgiveness and accept the forgiveness in the shekels of the sanctuary instead of after your own evaluation. So that there can be truly peace, maybe for the first time in your life. You can't have peace unless you know you're forgiven and can forgive everyone else. Now, again, by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. This is a different picture of what his finished work is. And it's tested in how you respond and relate to each other, whether or not you've apprehended it. Do you understand? That's why we're doing this. Okay, now back to your valuation, your determination of the value of a trespass and what you exact if you are trespassed against, and what you give if you trespass against someone. What are the components of your offering? Leah, I'm not saying Lee and Barbara don't use the words. I mean, Lee and Harry don't use the words. They say, I'm sorry, and forgive me, and I forgive you.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I mean it. I mean, I think I mean it when I say it. It's not like,
Oh, I know,
no,
you're
I
think
not. It's a con.
Oh, I know.
I'll put this one on.
And we have Barbara and Tyra, who are exactly opposite in that they will forgive everyone and anyone for everything and anything, but they cannot accept forgiveness for the slightest mistake.
It's clearer
on the other side
that, like, when I feel like I need to be forgiven, I mean, I have to. It's like if there's something between you and I mean, I have to know. I mean, I can't. I feel like I'm dying if I don't think that you've been able to forgive me. I mean, that's so strong. That's a lot stronger than.
It's the same one.
It's true, that's why I can see it, because, I mean, it's real, I feel like I have forgiven everybody.
But
nothing comes to my mind.
But I feel like on a certain level, though, I mean, I'm the same way Jackie is, as far as feeling like there has to be, like, an even Steven kind of thing, or you have to hurt as bad as I did, you know, on a certain level. And then I know, you know, like, things that have happened and as time goes by, like, just with... I mean, I never think of, you know, all the stuff that went on.
You've forgiven it automatically without him ever asking him to.
And, you know, and in the letter I wrote him. And,
but you can't accept forgiveness.
Yeah.
You never believe it. Nor can Barbara. I mean, this is a weird outfit.
So far you've talked about four people, and none of the four people can accept forgiveness. Is that right?
No. Two of the four
can.
We're the reverse.
You're the reverse.
You'll take plenty of forgiveness.
You love to give to get forgiveness, but you can't give it.
Okay, now wait a minute. That doesn't make sense, because if I could accept forgiveness, then I'd know I was forgiven, and I wouldn't do what I do to other people.
No, no. It's a different thing. It's like you expect it, you deserve it. You know, that's the component of receiving of it. You know what I mean?
It's exacted.
Yeah, if somebody forgives.
I mean, you would be surprised.
If you're forgiven, then
after a while, it's like.
No, it's just very simple. Don't get it all confused, okay? The simplicity of it is, you really have never been able to forgive anyone for anything. You have never been able to forgive anyone for anything, not at the core. You've only used forgiveness as a weapon. Barbara and Tyra forgive everybody for everything, but they've never been able to accept forgiveness for anything.
I feel like I have accepted it if there's like been an emotional, maybe not. Maybe
hear me. Like it doesn't. I know. You say that. I mean, that's what you've put it in your
term,
in your evaluation again.
Yeah.
But you don't. I mean, the evidence is that you haven't accepted
just
forgiveness.
Like the,
yeah. Okay. Now. But again, don't start using this as an excuse to get, you know, okay, now I'm this way or I'm that way. You all have to go to the cross. All of it has to die.
Good.
But these are illustrative of what, in this body of people, these four people are the most illustrative for what we can see. Do you understand?
But even, I mean, I know we even truth stuff.
I know you do the truth with regard to forgiving everybody, but it doesn't even compare to the idea that you can't accept forgiveness. I mean, you play in the short grass and the other stuff.
Right.
And then there's that. What is your currency? What do you expect if somebody harms you? What do you want to do to them?
I guess just like surrender on their part, or just
you want to murder them.
Yeah, I was gonna say you just want to kill them.
You want to murder them. You want to kill them.
If I cross you at all, even jokingly, man, you'll start pounding me. Always.
It's violence. Okay, well, what about the other side of it?
What do you have to have?
What do I have to have to be
forgiven? To feel forgiven.
That's my real thing. That means that.
Well, what do you feel like, say, if you feel like you've done something to Colleen? What do you feel?
This side doesn't communicate well.
Yeah. I'm flying it out. It's like, no sale.
I win. He usually doesn't.
No, I know. Because there's no capacity to. Again, there's no. There's no capacity to empathize. So therefore, there's no capacity to see. So the idea of it's not that there's the wrong currency. There is no currency in that arena.
Like you don't see the harm.
If you've harmed her, you have no idea. You just see it as some.
You collect it. So you don't ever pay him.
That's good.
So you collect it. So you just don't ever pay him.
Spiritual. I mean, in this arena, there's no.
I'm not talking about
this. I've never seen you ask for forgiveness. Yeah, I mean,
there's
no, I've seen you. No, you misunderstood me. I've seen you or heard about you using the words,
right.
But it was a transaction just like you would write a check.
Yeah.
It was not.
It was me.
What do you think?
I feel like I'm probably a murderer, too. I feel like I just. I don't know, that or someone that wanted to hurt as bad as I do. Then I'm satisfied.
Yeah, you don't really care about justice. It's just a personalized little universe.
Yeah.
And you don't care about the intellectual component or the justice of it. Or.
Yeah. So I think that if somebody, in order to get forgiveness from someone else, I think it becomes more intellectual. I mean, it's almost like what do you need? I mean, it's like it's a bargaining.
Yeah, it's a negotiating ploy.
Yeah, it's a strike a deal.
It's a negotiating ploy.
It's more intellectual.
It's just a transaction for a truce. It is no, there's no emotional or intellectual honesty in it.
It's the occurrence of peace.
Well, that's what all of them are.
As long as both parties sign it.
Contract is a contract is a contract. And when there's, what's happening with Mr.?
Well, I'm thinking about work a lot.
Yeah.
Especially since,
You didn't even tell anybody, did you?
Well, no.
Did you get fired?
No.
Oh.
Yesterday, they made me really mad.
Oh, it was their fault.
I don't know. I just went down to my office, picked up the phone, called another company and said, hey, I want to go to work for you. How about it? They said, yes, we'd love to have you. Send your resume on over. I said, okay. And that's as far as I sent my resume over this morning, but I didn't quit or anything. I was still in that hole. Yeah. So it went like this. Right. Oh.
I'm taking my toys.
That's exactly what I do in my mind. And he's hours.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like you were saying the other
night. I'm going to get on the rise. I don't have to take that.
I know.
You
know?
I've got plenty.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
That's
true. So I'm thinking about that. I mean, the part of it is, there's no... All I want sometimes when we have big fights there is for... I want them to say I'm sorry, or that they even did something wrong. But it never happens. There's always reasons and explanations and blah-de-blah, for, you know, for hours.
Well,
I'm sick of it.
What do you think about?
When you were talking about this, the only thing I
could
think of really, and I don't even know if this has anything to do with it, is I don't want any contradiction out of him. When he stops contradicting himself and makes sense, that's when, you know, you saw that in the hot seat, how I just feel berserk with contradictions. So the absence of contradiction will generally settle me out. But when you start fighting, or when we fight specifically, you know, Daryl changes his story every 2 minutes, and it's impossible for me to ever settle out with him. You know, he's like, well, you just said, he's like, I don't care what I said.
He doesn't call another company.
I don't like this marriage. So I don't know if that even really applies, but that's the only thing that I could come up with.
Yeah, that's a good one. What about when you wrong someone? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for the equation?
Well, I was dead for an idea.
When you feel and you know you've wronged someone, what is the?
I was saying I'm sorry. It's real hard for me too. I guess I want them. I hope they forget about it, so I don't have to press up to it that doesn't work.
Well, you've just described classic schizophrenia. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
She has created a different reality so that she won't have to face people. And that's what you do consistently. You change reality so that you never have to be vulnerable. And it comes to the point where you do it in both sides of the equation, but much more so when you change reality so you never have to appear weak. And so the thing that happens in that is that, in fact, you are the weakest of all because you're the most alone of all. Does that make sense?
I know it doesn't to her, but it does to me.
Small.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's Angela.
She's trying to get real small.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. It's impossible. Angela, the idea that Angela would ask anybody forgiveness for forgiveness is just ridiculous.
The God mode.
No way.
I mean, how could a goddess ask for forgiveness? And if anybody busts her, she executes death.
Off with his head.
Yeah, I think she
off with her head.
Made up with Lynn, you know?
The bad bears.
But again, what bears. You know, Matt's just groveling in both ends of it. I mean, he just wants to grovel.
You know what's weird? I don't understand it. It's like if I do something against him, it will take days for him to get over it. It's like he's trying to find to work it up or trying to find the forgiveness. And I'm just like, oh God, and he told me, I mean, it's a mystery to me.
Yeah, to me this is like the worst.
It becomes a big deal, like this huge thing.
And yeah, like, a nothing becomes a mountain. I mean, a nothing event.
When you say that I mean, I can say I've never forgiven anybody, or that I feel like I have never forgiven anybody. I don't have any doubt in my mind.
Well, again, back to Leviticus 5, verse 15. We've seen that our evaluations are meaningless. Can we all accept that?
Yes.
I mean, can you see how valueless sincerity is in this determination? Can you see how valueless what your concept of justice is in this determination? Can you see how valueless that your ideas of revenge are in this? I mean, are the expectations of balance, or expecting somebody to suffer, or creating different realities, or whatever they are, they're all totally and completely subjective, totally without merit, totally without truth. So now can we all agree as a witness with each other that we're going to set them all aside, and maybe there we'll see something new? Okay. If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks with thy estimation. Who's he talking to? Who's the thy?
Priest.
Huh?
Priest.
The priest. With thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekels of the sanctuary for a trespass offering.
Is this where the Catholics get the idea about confession to the priest and he says, do this and this and this?
Yeah. Well, there's different things, but most of that particular performance came from Babylon when the College of Cardinals was when Constantine became a believer. They had the keepers of the keys, and these were these sort of mystic guys. Mm-hmm. And the word for keeper of the key is a cardinal. And so they embraced into Christianity the College of Cardinals to become the ruling elders of the church. And they were Babylonian. They were, and they've kept it. So the guys that wear the little scarlet stuff are the keepers of the keys. That's the word cardinal means. Of, but they're the keepers of the keys of the Babylonian religion.
This is pretty wild, because whenever I look at it now, because now we have knowledge, right?
Hope. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty wild.
Now, what happens? Thy estimation by the shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. Let's see if we can determine what that is. First of all, the shekels of silver. Silver within the sanctuary always means redemption. It always is redemption, and it has to be of the priest's evaluation after the shekels of the sanctuary. We're not going to do it tonight, but I can show you legally how that determination is only the blood of Christ. That the shekel of the sanctuary has to be the seeing of the blood. Now, that means that when you, how can I say this? When you are confronted with a trespass, either against you or where you have trespassed to someone else, you can never leave it as that by saying peace, peace, until both of you have gone down to the level of seeing the cross or seeing the blood, no matter how slight the trespass. Now, the only way this is done is to trust the feeling, to trust the sensation, trust that first impulse, trust the impulse in each case. If, and that, what that is you cannot ever again permit yourself the appearance of being in fellowship unless it comes from the bottomest being of your you as a vessel. You understand? I can't stand, I mean, the only thing, again, this is what we've talked about before, the only thing about me that you should ever follow is I'm either hot or cold, I mean, with regard to fellowship. If there's something wrong, man, you're going to know it. If I feel that there's anything happening, there's not one of you that'll doubt that you'll know it, right?
Right.
And if it's gone, then, I mean, by the same token, it's as though it never existed. I mean, you have to be that, you have to do that. You have to do it in relationships, you have to do it in marriage, you have to do it here. You have to do it constantly, because the more you do it, the more you'll be given. Do you understand?
Yes.
But you can never again be satisfied with something less than pure fellowship. You can never again be satisfied with a truce. This is more of that arena.
What's the difference between sincerity and reality in that sense? I
mean, because if there's no ability to make it come, then you have to come to the priest. You have to come to your covering.
In other words, yeah, if you feel that, just whatever you
want. That's why I said both parties.
Yeah.
You pursue it further.
You pursue it until you can't pursue it. If you can't pursue it, then...
Sincerely, I've... This is
right, and you can't let the sun go down on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that comes up, and Daryl pointed this out to me, many months ago, and that is that I just wear everyone down, including myself. It's like getting to the point of thing being complete, I get to the point where I'm totally sick of hearing about it. Everybody around me is totally sick of hearing about it. But it's still incomplete. I mean,
but
I don't know what to do at that point.
But the reason, I think, is it's not because it's taken that long. It's because you have given measured responses. Rather than just blowing it out, if that's what's there. And when you start to give measured responses, then there's enough measure forever.
So it's like the perpetual truce.
Yeah. Right. And you never, but it's a perpetual truce, but there's never fellowship, there's never life.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess really I'm afraid of not measuring it, because usually the blowout is so... Like,
yeah, well, that's...
I literally scare myself.
Well, that's the statement of no faith.
Yeah.
Because if you've been bought with a price, then you're not your own, and you're not to judge that response. Believe it or not, I don't judge that response in me. I just give it.
Believe it or not.
We're shocked.
Oh, gosh, I can't imagine.
Can you know now not to trust your currencies?
Yeah.
That's the big lesson of tonight. To repent from your currencies. And to remind each other. This is why this stuff couldn't be studied unless we'd been together for a long time. You understand? We wouldn't.
No, because there'd be so much further trade in the currency going on.
Because
we've done it enough, we're tired.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't see it.
And now, what I ask you to do is, again, this is an arena in which you exhort one another daily while it is still called a day.
Yeah.
And it's not something to get bent out of shape about. I don't care how weird you are, I mean, or what your deal is. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's Harry's deal or my deal or Lee's or Barbara's or Tyra's or anybody's. what we all know is that the only valuation is the blood of Christ, the blood of Christ after the shekels of the sanctuary. That's the only thing by which forgiveness can be made manifest. And when we see that, the promise of God is He will internally change us. And there will be a different way of acting and a different way of responding. That we will manifest by the act of seeing our own vanity, we automatically will manifest the fruit of the Spirit as we see Him. Again, the promise is always, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Now, in this arena, in this area of trespass and forgiveness, as we see Him in this, the promise is we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Not because we try to. This is where Harry's problem is. In everything we have a lot of meetings. And every time Harry tries to do something, what can I do? I don't want him to do a goddamn thing. I want him to simply repent, to turn from self. The doing is the automatic. He will perform that which He has called you to do. He will both will it and do it in you. All you have to do is turn from self, see Him. As we see Him, therein is the mystery. And as we see Him in all things, then by definition we are in obedience, and then by definition we are living in a state of bliss or joy. All tied to the recognitions, to the seeing.
What he's done in me in the last 10, 15 minutes is that, given what happened this morning, I mean, you've been talking about the things that are trespasses or breaks in fellowship, and I can see, I mean, I do see what the violence that I did, the violent break in fellowship that I perpetrated, what I had to do in order to try and protect myself, what I had to do to you was make you an enemy. I had to separate myself from you and turn you into something, and then devise plans and plots to deal with that something.
And then from that point forward, I mean, when that happens, that everything is polluted, everything, and that's why, you know, I told you, I don't care what you give from that point on.
I can see that. I couldn't see that before. I have not seen it. I can see that now. Sorry.
This has been
wait. One more thing. But the other thing that's happened at the same time.
She's getting her knife out.
She can have my
balls. Well, you need to. You can't.
Please have my balls. I ain't using them anymore.
I'm not using them. They're no good. Now, the other thing is, at the same time, I can see back the situation, what I had to do to fellowship, what I did to fellowship. I mean, I, no pun intended, I stuck my nose in your relationship. In order to do that, I had to break fellowship with you. And I had to separate myself from you and make you a person over here and analyze what was going on with you and then judge it and say, oh, it's over and he's mistreated her and I can do this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I had to completely just, again, do violence. Well, that was, take chainsaw.
That was
take a
what
chainsaw.
I mean, like the times we discussed it, I mean, I kept waiting for this, I don't know, emotional moment that never came. It never arrived. Yeah, I really wanted at some point you to go, I'm really sorry, you meant more to me than she did.
See, that's both.
You know? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
and the reason is because the reason I've never asked for forgiveness from anybody is typified by this. I was, until 3 minutes ago, completely convinced that I was right. I may have acted impolitely.
Right. Well, that's okay. Always
the feeling I got.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's always the feeling I got, is that you felt you had acted impolitely, but deep down, like, no real wrong had been done. You know,
I'm sorry, I killed you.
In the last couple of minutes, I just see that. I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking that it's, for me to ever understand the cross, it's through this right here. I don't think I've ever really saw, when you said the cross, that...
That's great.
How much they're the same.
That's everything.
How, like, say when you're fighting and And I just never feel settled when we try to figure out. Yeah. Like if I get with someone else and I talk to them and then I realize that it is the cross, then everything's settled.
Right. And you can come to a point in which there's life instead of acted life. This is, again, remember, in terms of the offerings, all we're doing is apprehending more and more of Christ, the finished work of Christ. What we are studying now is the lowest of all possible forms of apprehension. The trespass offering is the...
We're like thrilled about that. First step.
You have to go through it, and it's not voluntary. You understand? The apprehension, just like the actual accomplishing of it, was never voluntary. All of the sweet savor offerings, the burnt offering, the meat offering, and the peace offering were voluntary. You didn't have to ever do them. This one, the trespass offering and the sin offering, were compulsory in order to be a part of the promise. So it's neat. It's really neat. Because you start off being able to see that everybody offends everybody at some point. You know, you do something, it gets people. I mean, that's easy. Anybody can see that. And then you start seeing, well, my God in heaven, His death and blood and resurrection has covered that. I don't even have to care about it. The problem, it doesn't, in one sense you think, well, that would make me callous, but it doesn't. What it does is it softens your heart automatically.
Yeah, I guess it's
because you don't have to harden.
It softens your heart automatically
to understand it.
The act of trying to understand it softens your heart so that you can understand it. So it's like, again, it's a thing that He will perform, even the act of the understanding, that which He has appointed you to do. And it's really, it's just wonderful. Remember, this is the least studied book in the Scriptures, the book of Leviticus. And yet, there is more Jesus Christ and His work in the book of Leviticus than there is any other book in the Bible.
As far as the stuff about currencies and the differences, there's no one, for me, that's the distinction is more apparent with than it's like, you know, even now we have conversations where it's like all defensive. One of us is always defensive. It's yeah. all personal. You know, there's just so much defensiveness, and you know, the sun's gone down on it so many times, and it just gets. I just feel totally helpless with it.
Well, but
it's like the absence of fellowship has been so long-standing that.
Well, but look at it now. Do me a favor and look at it from the standpoint that consider the possibility that the reason for that is the fact that you haven't been able to forgive them. Mm-hmm. And let that generate inwardly. And in it, be able to see this the evaluation after the shekels of the sanctuary, i.e. see the blood of Christ. Then there will be freedom. And once there's freedom, when there's forgiveness, there's freedom. When there's freedom, then there can be fellowship. It's automatic that once the forgiveness occurs, that fellowship occurs. It's the test. That's why again, God ordained this crazy system that we're in, that you have to have at least 10, but not more than 20. So that, and then there's little fellow churches around you, so that, man, there's no hustling, there's no acting, there's no. And so the test of whether or not you've apprehended the blood of Christ in this arena is the certainty that He is forgiven. And it's not a test that someone's playing on you, it's the economy of God in the fact that we are a body. And the fact that you can forgive is the miracle. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, all I'm asking for, enough for tonight, is just to consider the possibility that the reason for the break or the weirdness is that you haven't forgiven him. And then ask God to show you that down to the blood of Christ.
It's like, this is really, it's embarrassing to admit this, but it's like, my real response is, so it's all my fault.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. When you apprehend after the shekels of the sanctuary, fault becomes, it doesn't even enter into the equation.
Yeah.
Especially after, and one of the biggest things that never answers in the equation is the opposite side of that coin, which is that you could ever make a mistake, or you could ever make a mistake. I mean, you can do nothing against the truth. And that, when that side of the coin hits, then, I mean, where the mourning is replaced by more joy than you can contain, and it's perceptible, instant, explosive, bliss, ecstasy, joy, all in equal proportion to as much as you've ever been depressed or been in mourning. The instant this is apprehended. And the fact that you have been in the past felt responsible for this and that and the weight of the world and all that, now you will be they who lead us in joy and worship. I promise you. And that's the mystery, because Satan meant it for evil. That ever the capacity for the emotional and the capacity for feeling other people's hurt. And God turned it to joy, unspeakable. That's enough for tonight. This is a lot to apprehend. But please consider it carefully. Anybody have any other further words? It's not, it isn't, you don't turn from self.
No.
If you could, I promise you, here, let me put it this way.
Just create more self.
No. If you can turn to that other reality without having the self as a component in it, it's all right. But I promise you that's impossible without the cross. It won't happen without your death.
Yeah.